I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Who will win the hearts and minds of Chinese kids? The next generation has become a battleground. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China explains.
Proselytizing kids in China is against regulations and policies and is pretty closely monitored.
Whether you're a Christian or a Chinese Communist Party member, it's clear why kids are so important.
You affect kids, you change a generation.
Christians want the next generation to know Jesus personally, but the Chinese government has different goals. This summer, officials in Shanghai trained kids to reject the religious groups the government deemed illegal. Today, Bibles for China is printing Chinese Bibles in Mandarin outside the country, which can be carried into China a few at a time. Pray that these resources reach the right people at the right time with the good news of Christ. Then, Sudan calls for international help following last week's massive landslide in western Darfur. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says,
"The area hit by the landslides is also a hub for displaced families who were fleeing the fighting. They were trying to get away from that in Al-Fasha. They went up to this area, and now a landslide."
Authorities say between 300 and 1,000 people were killed, but the actual death toll could be much higher. John's partners fear the worst as attempts to reach their friends go unanswered.
Even though it's an Islamic area, there are house churches that have been planted over the years, and we know there are some Christians among this group.
Pray for wisdom and discernment as church planters determine how they'll respond to this disaster. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.